1066 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon. An Israeli military spokesman says ground forces are operating in all of the Gaza Strip, coming face to face with Hamas terrorists and killing them. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the latest.
Israel says its war with Hamas is back at full strength, with operations on the ground in Gaza and in the air overhead. Israel says it has destroyed 400 terror targets since the ceasefire ended. Hamas continues to fire rockets into Israel. In a televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the ground operation necessary and said war will continue until Israel achieves its goals.
Those goals include securing the release of hostages still held by Hamas. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke about that on CBS.
Even while the negotiations have stopped, we haven't stopped. Our efforts on the National Security Council and all the way up to the president, trying to work hour by hour to see if we can get this pause reinstated and get those hostages out.
The Pentagon says several commercial vehicles have come under attack in the Red Sea. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has details.
In a statement, the Houthi movement said that it attacked what it described as two Israeli ships in the Red Sea, one with a missile and the other with a drone.
U.S. Central Command says it is assessing the situation. Initial reports indicated a U.S. Navy vessel was among the targets, but it now appears that U.S. ship responded to the distress calls in the region. In Queens, New York, Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says a man killed four members of his own family and then set a fire.
Once the fire was extinguished and we were able to get into the apartment, we found another three victims, all dead. We believe everyone who was dead, the family members, the four family members, were all because of stab wounds.
Chief Madry says the suspect was shot and killed by police after he confronted them with a knife. Two of the officers were injured. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of at least three homeless people in Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass says the city is now breathing a sigh of relief.
The individual responsible for these horrific crimes was found, caught, and will now be held accountable.
The victims were shot while they slept. Pope Francis says he's doing much better, thank you. He did skip today's window appearance facing St. Peter's Square for the second Sunday in a row. The Pope is recovering from an acute bronchial infection. Remember Kiss? They are retiring, but at their final concert at Madison Square Garden in New York last night, they announced their avatars will go on tour. So their digital avatars will live on in virtual immortality. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community.
Welcome.
We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we're your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy this special Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage starting now, live on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Here's your host with the holiday most, it's Don Brown.
Thank you, Terry Barr, and welcome everybody to historic downtown Waukesha, USA. I am your host, Don Brown, and I am joined by my faithful producer, Calvin, back in the studio at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. I've got Johnny Watermelon on Main Street, who has our number one sponsor, Mary Jane's, waiting to be interviewed. And I've got I have a couple dancing grannies, right? Oh, I'm sorry, just senior... The Diamond Dancers and the Senior Moment, so I apologize. So many dancers, so, and what's your name?
My name's Tammy.
Tammy, welcome. And your name, dear?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Marie.
Diana. Diana, okay, talk close to the mic. And what are we going to do? Anything special we're doing? Any surprises that people can look forward to when you're out there?
Well, this is our first year. We're coming in from Racine.
First year from Racine for Senior Moments. I love it.
About 30 of us now.
30, fantastic.
Kenosha, Oak Creek, and Franksville Racine area.
Sounds great.
It's our first parade in Washington.
And I love your, how do you describe those outfits again? I'm showing my...
Saucy
glitter. Saucy glitter, I love it. It's so cute. And then, what's your troop again?
We are the Wisconsin Diamond Dancers.
The Wisconsin Diamond Dancers. And you were here last year. You've been here a few years, right?
Yes, they were here, but Marie and I, we just started with the group.
You're new. Okay, great.
Yes.
Well, they have really adorable white vests with holly brooches, right? And on the back, they got the diamond on the back. So, all right. So instead of the diamond dogs for you Ted Lasso fans, it's the diamond kitties, right?
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, we're really glad you all stopped by. What compelled you to be a part of this year's parade?
Well, we just feel, I guess, as a group that anybody over 50, you got to keep on moving, and we want to show everybody that it's all about just having fun.
I love it.
And we wanted to support Waukesha,
Sounds
too.
Sounds great.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. And then the Diamond Dancers, where are you coming in from again?
We're here from Waukesha.
You're right here in Waukesha. I love it.
Well, actually, the group is from Milwaukee.
Okay.
We both from Waukesha.
Sounds terrific.
This is our first parade here in Waukesha.
I love it. Well, welcome so much. We look forward to seeing you at the parade.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah. Oh, and real quick, what numbers are you on the lineup?
26.
26 and 20. So they'll be close together. All right. I love it. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, Calvin, we have some more guests coming in, but we have time before Johnny comes in. We have Mrs. Waukesha, is that correct? And Mrs. Lake Country. Come in. Come closer to the mic. Don't be shy. Starting with Mrs. Waukesha. What's your name?
Melissa Schultz.
Melissa Schultz. I know you, Melissa. Great to see you. Fantastic. And then Mrs. Lake Country. What's your name?
Andrea Weissman.
Andrea Weissman. Welcome. Thanks. And is this your first time marching in the parade?
It is.
That's great. And how long is your time? Is it for a year like other type of award winners like this, or is it longer? Your reign, if you will.
Generally, it depends on when the national competition is, but I will be done after the new year.
That sounds great. And same, when is your term up?
I actually have the 2024 title. So
I love it.
To go through the new year. And
sounds
I
great. Okay. And so, okay. Terrific. Well, we're really glad you came. I didn't realize we had royalty here for the 60th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. We're really glad you stopped by. Any surprises or anything people should expect when they see you out there marching down the street?
Particular. We're just here spreading our message.
Great.
Yeah. Well, organ tissue, eye donation, blood donation. Just
love
really
it.
Excited to be out here spreading the message.
I'm really glad, yeah. Yes. And what numbers are you exhibiting in?
57.
Yep.
57, right behind Versity Blood Center. So that's a perfect fit. So thank you both for stopping by. Great to see you again. And we'll see you out there marching. Thank you. Happy holidays. Fantastic. So this has been great. We have a line of people waiting to talk to us. Thanks for... Petra, and I believe, is Johnny ready, Calvin?
Yes, he is.
Hello. Great. Why'd you put Johnny on?
Hello, Don. Are you there?
Johnny, are you there? Hey,
yeah,
I'm here. Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Great. So and what's going on there on Main Street?
People are just lining up left and right. I mean, there's not there's a couple of free spots, but it's pretty full, dude. So we're all excited.
I love it. I had a feeling.
Closed off, a lot of pedestrian traffic, so things are great. And as we talked about earlier, I'm standing in front of one of my great friends and supporters here of WAUK and Civic Media. This is Mary May, and she is going to say a little Christmas cheer and visit with you, okay?
Sounds great. Put her on, please. Hi, Mary. How are you?
All right, here you go.
Is she there? All right.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. Good to hear your voice again.
Yes.
How you doing over there?
Doing
good deal.
Well, thank
is the store? That's great. Is the store? Is the store getting full?
It is. Well, we have a lot of people coming around the front of the store, so we've got a lot of people setting up their chairs and their seats.
I love
getting
it.
Ready
I love
so
it.
They have a good
and they're
spot.
All welcome to come in and get warm, right?
By all means,
they're
most
all welcome.
Certainly
to...
can.
Yeah. Oh, sounds great. That's terrific. And are you doing any handouts or specials during the parade?
You know what? We do have a special going on. We've got a 20% off of everything in the store right now for the parade.
Wow, 20% off at Mary Jane's while you're at the parade. So keep that in mind, everybody listening. So
it's always, I think that's a good time, right?
That is a great discount. It sure is. It sure is. So
you never now, will know. You have a? I've had many.
That's right. Sure. That sounds great. Now, do you have a special seat saved right out in the street, or will you be watching from the window?
I'm actually going to be watching it from the window so I can make sure all the people can get a really good
sounds
spot,
great.
Especially the kids, so they can run out and get all the
sounds
goodies
great.
That get tossed out.
Okay. I love it. So, well, hey, I know you have a lot to get ready for. I'm really glad you called in, and thanks so much for your sponsorship, and we hope to see you during the parade.
All right. Thank you so much, Don. It's great to talk
thank
to you.
Thank you, Mary. And hey, you too. Okay, Johnny,
thanks
so much. And I know Johnny's going to – thank you. Johnny's going to roam Main Street and introduce us to some more people. We have some parade participants in line here. Let's give a mic to one. And does someone want to put the headphones on? Just get careful when you pull on it. So it's really windy here, so audio is important. So really talk into the mic nice and loud. And we'll start with you, sir. What's
Hi.
Your name?
I'm Steve, and I'm from Signs and Lines by Stretch in Waukesha here.
Steve from Signs and Lines by Stretch. I love it. And I know it should sound obvious, but what do you do?
We do vehicle graphics, wraps, signage. We're also a sponsor.
A little closer.
Yeah. Sponsored the parade this year.
Sounds great.
It's fun. The staff had a lot of fun being creative and setting up a float for the parade.
Sounds great. All right. So I'm going to turn your volume up here. Really scream into the mic if you can, just because, not because of you, because of the wind around us. So, and who are we joined with here?
My name is Crystal Fleischman. I work at Signs and Lines by Stretch as well.
I love it. So she's got the head, so she's got the advantage. So, yeah, you don't need the, you have a little harder there, Steve. So we just got to turn your mic up. So, and what number are you exhibiting in?
We're number 15.
Number 15, so right near the front.
Near the front, right behind the Dancing Granny. So
sounds fantastic.
It's always great to be behind them last
Behind
year.
The Dancing Grannies.
Yep.
Oh, that's terrific.
A lot of fun.
We have
fun.
Any handouts or any special surprises for the attendance?
Only lots and lots of candy.
Lots of candy. Did you hear that? That's the 15th exhibitor, Signs and Lines by Stretch, will be giving out some candy. So
we
expect children of all ages to line up for that. So I can't thank you enough for stopping by and saying hello, and we'll be sure to look out for you at the parade.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Merry you. Christmas.
Steve and Crystal, yeah. So I love your Santa hat. It's kind of a flannel Santa hat. It's very cute, Crystal. Thanks
thank
so much. Excellent. Good luck with the parade. All right. And I think this is one of the Dancing Grannies, right?
Yeah.
I love it. So we have parade nobility here. And what is your – I'll wait till you're comfortable there.
Good.
Good. Well, let's put that a little closer. What's your name?
My name is Kay.
Okay.
Yes, and I joined the Dancing Grannies in April.
Oh, so a new member of Dancing Grannies.
I am a brand new member.
It's your first Christmas parade.
Not my first Christmas parade. This is actually be my fourth one, but it's
the
first one.
Wow. Oh, during the season, you mean? Okay, first Waukesha Christmas parade.
Yes, we've had three last weekend and three this weekend.
Yeah, we're a little arrogant here in Waukesha. We think we're the only Christmas parade that counts. So,
well, this will be the best one today.
Thank you so much. I love that. And it is K, right?
It's K. That's
correct. Sounds great. Fantastic. And what number is the dance? You got them by 14, right?
We are in the 14th place, yes.
That's right.
And then
in front of Signs and, yeah.
Yeah, there's 29 in the group right now.
29, that's a great turnout.
A couple years ago, they had gotten down to 6.
Sure.
And they've been so resilient and building,
yes.
And it's been fabulous.
Yeah.
So not only are we doing parades now, we're also going to senior citizen facilities and nursing homes and entertaining them. We've done several of those for Christmas already.
That sounds fantastic. Well, terrific. Kay, thanks so much for stopping by. Dancing Grannies in the 14th spot, decked out in a beautiful blue with a puffy white collar.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be sure to cheer you on. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
thank you. It. All right. And Petra will take your gear. I'm getting some text messages coming in here from the main office. So just want to make sure, hear what they have to say. Okay, yeah, I'm going to take a moment here to turn the mic up, so we can get some more, get some of the guests in here. We can hear ourselves better. There we go. That should be nice and loud for everybody, especially mic 3, which is the hand mic. So, terrific. And now we got the noise behind you is the Waukesha North Marching Band, arguably one of the greatest marching band traditions, dynasties, in America, and they're led by Thomas Battersby. We can see if we can get Tom or one of the band members here to say a few words. We also have Waukesha West Marching Band behind me, so good group of guys here. So, yeah, get one of these band members to see if they want to talk. Do you have a minute? Get some hot chocolate, then you can come back. So, hey, real quick, we want to talk about what the parade route is. It's going to start here at the Dreyfus State Building. This is where we're stationed. This is where the exhibitors are all lined up. And they're going to head south down Barstow, and then we'll make a hard right on Main Street. And there's Bruno Orlowski. Bruno, get in here. Bruno, come here. This is Bruno Orlowski of the Waukesha North Marching. I almost said the Waukesha. The Waukesha North Marching Band. Full disclosure, Bruno is my nephew and one of the greatest piano players that ever lived. How are you, Bruno?
I'm good. Thank you.
Is that outfit keeping you warm?
It is.
Scream into the mic really loud.
It's pretty warm out here. Yeah, I'm not doing too bad.
All right, I love it. Will you be tickling the keys, or do they have you doing another instrument?
I'm playing a trumpet today for the parade.
Playing the trumpet. I love it. So that's true. What do you love most about, because this isn't your first parade, so I know you've done 4th of July and other Christmas parades,
yep,
and Memorial Day. What do you love most about performing in a parade versus the football games?
It's just nice to have something more simpler to play, and also just like... you're pretty close to the people. The people get to really enjoy like an up close performance.
Love it.
Yeah, that's pretty. I'd say that's pretty cool.
That sounds great. Well, hey, I'll let you get back with your bandmates. What number is Waukesha North Marching Band in?
I'm not really sure. I'm just okay. Gonna go out there and play.
Well, we can look it up. So, hey, Bruno, thanks for stopping by. Go get some hot chocolate. We'll see you soon. All right. We'll see you at Christmas time for sure. All right. So, Waukesha North Marching Band, and. We're going to cut to a quick musical break here. We're going to do a little mic check. And then, again, the parade I started mentioning, it goes down Main Street, and then it takes a left, and then it'll end at Cutler Park. So same route as the new route that started at 4th of July. So, but we'll take a quick music break here, Calvin. We're going to do a quick mic check, and we'll be right back at the 60th Annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. Calvin, take it away. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
When you hear voices singing, let me drive.
Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
And welcome back to the 60th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. I'm your host, Don Brown, from This Week in Waukesha, Saturday mornings from 7 to 9. And we are here to give everyone the scoop on the, again, the 60th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade that will start at 4 o'clock. That's, let's see, about 41 minutes away. About 40 minutes away. And so we're over behind the Dreyfus Building where the parade participants lined up. And apologies for a lot of the craziness. We were overwhelmed with a lot of parade participants that wanted to talk about why they're here, what they're going to be doing, and what the parade means to them. It's been great. We had a participant from the Waukesha North Marching Band. I've seen the West Marching Band here. We're going to try to get one of them to chime in if we can. There's also hot chocolate being given out here by Capri Communities. And the Chamber of Commerce, the parade sponsor, also has a table here, and they're all giving out like cookies and again hot chocolate and providing a lot of support for the parade participants as they're lining up. And it really is kind of its own little festival going on here in the parking lot. We have Johnny Watermelon over on Main Street, and he's going to be talking to different parade participants that have already lined up, and again what the parade means to them. And for those of you listening that are either on your way down or deciding to come down too, we also want to kind of provide you some support. As I mentioned earlier, the parade starts here from the Dreyfus Building on Barstow Street, heading down Barstow. They're going to take a hard right on Main Street, you know, right there by the chocolatier. And Petra Simone, our community and sales representative, is lining up some speakers to come talk about the parade. And we have a few here lined up right now, so we want to give them a headphone. And what's your name, sir?
Darren Gregory.
Darren Gregory. And who are you with?
I'm here with Moreland OBGYN.
Moreland OBGYN. Terrific. Leading women to better health. That's fantastic. And what number are you in the parade?
Oh, that I do not know.
I think we got it here on the list. We can look it up. Petra will help us with that. Is this your first time marching?
73.
Number 73 in the parade, so look for them. He's got a great blue sweatshirt on, a hoodie. Looks very sharp with the brand. So is this your first parade?
No, we were here last year.
Fantastic. Great. Whoops. As my roster almost flew away, my parade schedule. So, quick with the feet, that is. And what has it meant so far for you to be in the parade, you know, 1 year and then this year?
You know, it was important for us to do it last year after everything that happened.
Sure.
You know, we work at Waukesha Memorial where this, to where this tragedy unfolded. But for us, being part of this community for over 60 years and being integral in the families.
You're the same age as the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
There we go.
I love it. So,
so it was just very important to us to be out here and support the community. We just enjoy seeing everybody.
That's awesome. And what's your role at Moreland, Darren?
I'm one of the docs there.
One of the doctors. So.
Yep.
And what's your last name again? I'm sorry.
Gregory.
Dr. Gregory. That sounds great. That'd be a good TV name. I'm just going to move your mic a little closer so I hear you better. Oop, a little fuzzy came off. That's okay. But, yeah, any other comments you want to say about anything going on there at Moreland or at the hospital or events, promotions, or holiday happenings?
I think, you know, we're just always out here as part of the community. We are here just to bring women to a better health and enjoy just seeing families and friends and generations. We have patients that we run into all the time that span the generations.
Sounds great. Well, Darren, I'm really grateful to you for stopping by. Grateful for all you do with the community. Stay warm for the parade. There's hot chocolate behind me. Compliments of Capri Communities. And really, again, very grateful. Moreland, OBGYN over at Waukesha Memorial Hospital. Exhibit number 73, so be sure to look out for them and wave hello to Darren Gregory, Dr. Darren Gregory. I have two siblings that are doctors, so I have to call you Dr. Gregory. So thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Excellent. Thanks again. Really admire your work. Fantastic. And Patriot's been also doubling as a parade photographer, taking some great team photos here. And who is that group you just got a nice shot of? It was kind of a mixture, I think. Sounds great. Yeah. And now, love it. Would you like to say a few comments here to the radio land? Nope. Okay. Sounds great. We'll leave it to that. And, Calvin, has Johnny called in yet? Any new reports from Main Street?
Yeah, we have Johnny on the line.
Nothing yet there? Okay. We're going to see. We're waiting on some more participants to come in. We do want to – what's that picture? Sure. So, yeah, here, put this on, Petra.
Hello.
Petra Seymour. Did I say your last name right?
That's right.
New to the team. And you're, what's the – yeah, a public service announcement.
Oh, yes, we have cookies here at – Summit.
Lots of cookies, yep.
Right,
so
at the front
Summit
door.
Woods, it's a, if this guy will move, it's a Capri community, senior communities, and they've got cookies. They're refilling hot chocolate, I understand. So
it's a pretty nice setup.
Please stop by. For any of you that happen to be listening on the parade route and kids are getting antsy, they can walk off some steam here and have a cookie, and hopefully some hot chocolate will be ready by then. And we'll be hearing from Johnny in another minute. He's getting set up here. But want to lead off by letting you know the first few exhibitors here. We're going to have, if you remember 4th of July, we've got the pre-parade Jolly Giants stilt walkers. So they're gonna brave it here in the winter. It's going to be colder for them way up there. So, and then followed by that, we'll have the Waukesha Police Honor Guard. And that's how they started the parade last year. And it was really, obviously, that was a very touching moment, and you know, that tradition will now continue, so it'll be great. Chief Thompson will be there, and you'll following by them, we'll have the Waukesha Resilient United for Waukesha Resiliency Center, and the Remembrance Lantern Walk, and then in the fifth spot too, that's the Wisconsin Hospital and Grand Marshal, Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrell. And Patriot, if we can find County Executive Farrell, if he has a few minutes, I know he's probably be great to hear from him, and maybe Mayor Riley if they're both available. But
right,
I know that's putting a lot on you. So Mayor Riley was on my show yesterday, and he did promise to say a few words if he was available. So Patriot's on assignment. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, take that with you then. So great, Calvin. Any news from Johnny?
Yeah,
Johnny's on the line.
I
hear Johnny. Meeting. Come in, Johnny. Johnny Watermelon, come in, Johnny Watermelon.
John, can you hear me?
Nothing yet from Johnny Watermelon, but I understand he's in front of, if my sources tell me correctly, that he is on, I think he's in front of the joke shop. Let's see here. Calvin, we got Johnny yet?
Hey, Calvin, you got me live?
So... Okay, well, while we wait for Johnny, a few more public announcements. As I mentioned, we had the Waukesha North Marching Band here, and I mentioned that because the first edition. Yep, I can't hear Johnny, so must be on my end. He was going out, so we'll try to reconnect with Johnny in a moment here. So, but yeah, it's really, we're starting to see somebody's blowing bubbles here. One of the parade participants. There's actually not snowflakes, but. But bubbles going up and around the parade. We're looking up. We have the looks like we have a Girl Scout troop with a very impressive booth. This is really going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait. Some one of the participants just repeated to me here. As many of you know, a lot of the main roads were closed at 2 o'clock, and so. You know, be very careful getting here. Once you're here, walking here is easy. And it looks like we have another another guest with us here, a young man with a red hoodie and a really cool red Santa cap. Here, put that on. Get close to us here. And what is your name?
I'm Jonathan Vole with Mander Collision and Glass.
Jonathan, what's the last name again? I'm sorry.
Vole.
Vole, V-O-L-L.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I think we've met before. Great. Mander Collision, and where are you guys located again?
We have five locations in That's Waukesha, right. Brookfield, Heartland, Cedarburg, and most recently Muskego. We also have our Glass location out of Heartland as well.
Love it. So
yeah.
It's growing then.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really excited. This season's been a great one. We've got a special promotion going where we have a hit a deer, win a deer promotion. Anyone that has a deer hit repaired by us is automatically entered into our promotion where they will win a John Deere tractor at the end of the season.
No way.
For one unlucky but lucky customer who has that opportunity. So.
That's a very clever promotion. I love that, Jonathan. And what number are you in the parade
64.
That's number 64. So it's great because the chamber website has the parade lineup. So you can take that with you, have it on your smartphone, or even print it. And what does your exhibit look like?
Yeah, we just dolled up one of our loaner vehicles. We've got plenty of lights, and we've got all kinds of candy. We packed about 750 bags for kids and all that kind of stuff just to, you know, be a part of the community and share in the fun and the celebrations, what we're all about. So.
That sounds great.
Awesome.
Well, Jonathan, thanks so much for stopping by. I love you. He's got lighted Christmas ornaments on as a necklace.
Yep. So, we're not going home with anything. Everything that we have and that we brought, we're going to give away. So
that sounds great.
You bet.
Jonathan Vole, Mander Collision and Glass. Thanks for stopping by.
You bet.
Booth number 64. And we're going to go to another musical break here at the 60th Annual Waukesha Christmas Parade here. Brought to you, the pre-parade broadcast brought to you by WAUK Radio. Calvin, take it away, please.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. The fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Just some of the sounds of the season here on AM 540 and FM 101.1 WAUK Waukesha. As we celebrate the, is it the 60th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade? We've got people all over downtown Waukesha today. Don Brown is over at the Dreyfus Building. That's where they're staging the parade events. All the different acts and floats and bands are gathered back there, getting lined up to kick things off in about 25 minutes, right at 4 o'clock. And Johnny Watermelon is up and down Main Street today. We've got several sponsors along Main Street who are broadcasting this signal out to the people getting lined up along the parade. Johnny, let's bring you back in here. We talked a little earlier to Mary Jane over at Mary Jane's, one of our WAUK sponsors, but you've got all kinds of people around you and lots of things as they start to anticipate the kickoff of the parade in about 25 minutes. What's up, Johnny?
It's very exciting down here, Chris. You know, the crowds are really starting to fill up right here. I just happened to stop for a moment in front of the Civic Theater. What a great asset to this community. I'm standing in front of a great guy by the name of Tuck who kind of helps manage things around here. He wants to just say hi and let you know what's going on with the Civic Theater, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. I am Tuck. I'm Tuck. I'm here with in the Waukesha Civic Theater. We are currently running our show, the musical version of Christmas Story. It's a sold-out show, and we are really having a great time in here today.
You know, I've got it. If you can hear me, because I know we're doing some technical things differently. When you do a show like that, that's so iconic, and you know, 24 hours of A Christmas Story on TBS during the holidays, you've got to stay true to the story. But I'm sure you put your own imprint on something like this when you do it live with Civic Theater.
Yeah, there is some liberties about it, and you know, it does become a musical, and it is a good time. All the actors that are involved and the staff that's here are just enjoying ourselves thoroughly.
Do you have any kids? I imagine you've got roles for kids in there. Anybody standing out as somebody who to watch down the road and in the future that comes from Waukesha?
You know, all the actors that are acting out here today are great. I don't think I could put my finger on any one single actor.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, we've got a whole cast of upcoming stars then. To watch in the years to come. So if people want to get, and now this one you said is sold out, is the entire run sold out? No more chance to get tickets, or is there a shot for future shows?
The run is pretty tight. Today's show is completely sold out. If you contact our box office, they'll be able to plug in one or two seats for people who are wanting to come in and see it. But for future tickets, all you got to do is contact the box office, and our box office here at Waukesha Civic will be happy to get you guys tickets wherever it needs to be.
Sure. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you know the phone number off the top of your head, or is it an online thing to get tickets?
You can contact the box office online or via phone, or you can come straight in when we're open during the week and purchase tickets.
All right. Well, let's make sure people got that number all set in their heads and could do it one more time. And again, tickets for future shows available. Have a great time tonight after the parade for the sold-out show this evening.
Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it. And, we'll get more information on that as different events come and go throughout the upcoming months from the Civic Theater and anything else going on in downtown Waukesha. Johnny, we'll let you kind of get back down the street and find a few more people to talk to. In the meantime, Don Brown is all set up right where the staging is happening for the parade. And folks, if you've never done the behind-the-scenes part of a parade, It's chaos. It's nothing but chaos that turns into a very organized, fun, entertaining event once they step off and start walking down Barstow, in this case, over to Main Street. But Don, you're kind of entrenched in the chaos there, so I thought we'd give you a break and kind of handle the anchoring from here. But I know you had a lot of people lined up and ready to go. Let's head back out to the staging area, the Dreyfus Building in Waukesha, and see what's happening behind the scenes as we get ready to kick it off. Don?
This is Don.
Don, go ahead. You're up with your next guest.
Yeah. Sounds great. Where did my... Oh, here he is. Tell us your name. You're going to talk on the phone. Tell us your name, your company, where you're exhibiting, and what you're looking forward to. What we can look forward to. Here you go. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, my name is Tommy Ginza. I'm the owner of Smoke Ring Barbecue right here out of downtown Waukesha. We are a catering company and a food truck. What we're looking forward to this year is expanding a little bit. We offer catering for all events, weddings, anniversaries, graduations, anything that you need catering for, give us a call. You can give us a call at area code 414-688-6734. Or you can go on our website at www.smokeringbarbecue.org.
And what's your number again? You're like 59 or 57?
Number 53.
Number 53. All right. Tommy, right?
Give us a shout out. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Happy holidays.
Look out for Tommy at Smoke Ring. Next, we have, tell us your name and the company.
Nana Lanting at Summit Woods in Waukesha, senior living for independent and dependent
Sounds
people.
Great. And you're one of the parade sponsors, right?
Yeah, we brought the cookies today. We All baked right. them, several of us. And what else could I say? We enjoy living there very much, and we hope others will come and see the place. They're dependent and independent people there.
Dependent and independent living. Thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Now we have our the old-fashioned bicyclist. Tell us your name.
I'm Jonathan B. from Madison, Wisconsin. There's my card. Okay. I guess the radio people can't see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I've been in these Waukesha Christmas parades since 1920. So, I always enjoy them. It's a great parade.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Sounds great. And what number are you in the parade?
Number 23.
Number 23. Yeah. Number 23, Jonathan B., the high wheel bicyclist. So be sure to check that out. Thanks so much for stopping by, Jonathan.
Hey, Don, let me interrupt you for a second. Is Jonathan still there with you? Can you put him back on the phone? That's
sure.
an amazing story. Jonathan, you can
Chris
hear me.
Chris wants to talk to you real quick. Here you go. Okay.
Hi, Chris.
Hi there. I've watched you many years in the parade, and that high bicycle is incredible. And it always looks like you're in complete control of that thing as you kind of go up and down and swerve side to side on the parade route. Has it ever happened where you couldn't stop in time or you had to take a spill in front of people? I've just always wondered.
Yeah, it happened once. A little kid was running out for candy, and I did my emergency maneuver, which is to jump off the back and grab hold of the bike.
Okay.
And I jumped off the back, but I fell to the ground. It didn't look very graceful. But other than that, I have a good record.
You've got a good record. It's got to be in the back of your mind, though. I mean, on a windy day, or like you said, kids are running in and out trying to grab candy. Got to be. I guess my question is, do you really see the people along the parade route and taking the ambience? Are you concentrating so much on staying upright on that thing?
Well, I focus on the crowd and, yell comments and exchange ideas with them as I go by. And I'm always conscious of the safety factor, though.
Sure. Well, it's always been fun to watch.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like you enjoy yourself, and you're a regular attraction in the parade. So it's kind of fun to talk to you after seeing you all these years.
Yeah.
So have fun out there today.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say I'm in a couple dozen parades per year.
Mm-hmm.
I go all over Wisconsin and part of Illinois. So. Yeah, I get a lot of experience.
Well, good. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here in Waukesha today.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right,
bye.
Thank you. Well, we are broadcasting today the pre-parade for the 60th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. Of course, a major event here in downtown Waukesha every year. This year, a little bit of a different route, starting on Barstow, heading down Main, almost opposite what it was in years past. And Don Brown is lined up back by the Dreyfus Building, where the bands are getting lined up, the floats, and all the participants are getting themselves in order. The point of today is to kind of bring you some of the color behind the scenes. And Don, who have you got lined up with to talk to next before we step off in about 17 minutes here?
Sounds great. Here's our next guest. Tell us your name, who you're exhibiting with, and what the parade means to you.
Okay, I'm Bruce Harrison from Oconomowoc, and I'm walking with the Republican Party of Waukesha County. And this is just great, just seeing walking up here, all the people coming, like getting lined up. The enthusiasm is just phenomenal. So, and it's great, even all the different exhibitors here, running into a lot of people that we've seen in the past, just refreshing.
What's your booth number? What are you exhibiting?
Number 19, I believe we are, and it's Republican Party of Waukesha County.
Sounds great. All right.
All right, we're doing the parade pregame show today, if you want to call it that, here on AM 540 and 101.1 FM, WAUK. It's our way of kind of blending into the community here on this very important day as people step off and really kick off the holidays in downtown Waukesha. One thing I thought was cool earlier this week, it kind of kicks off the whole feel of the holidays, was the light walk in downtown Waukesha. Don, did you see any of that? The buildings all lit up and the Christmas lights and the streets closed down. Was it, I think it was Friday night or was it Saturday last night? It was Friday night.
Right, after the tree lighting.
The tree lighting. That was a beautiful sight. And I bet some of our downtown businesses, you know, really, really benefited from that because shopping local is so important this time of the year. But to do those types of events leading into the parade is pretty cool.
It is. Chris, I was talking, Mayor Riley was on my show yesterday morning, and he mentioned that any night you can come down and you can do that walk, you know, down the Friedman Alley. And it's a great opportunity to take family photos, too. You know, a lot of families would go all the way out to the Mitchell Domes. You can come here in downtown Waukesha. It's just beautiful.
It really is. Well, I think Johnny is out walking around. He's up and down Main Street, and we kind of warned him to be ready. We're going to throw it to him at any given moment and keep him on his toes. Johnny, are you finding out they're getting a little deeper, 3, 4, 5 lines deep along the parade route out there on Main Street, or how is it looking right now with about 14 minutes to go before they step off?
Hey, I'm here, Chris. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, you're there. Go ahead.
Well, perfect. Hey, you know what? The crowd is really building here. It's very exciting. I just love seeing all the energy and the little chippers running around. It's so cool. And I just happen to be in front of the Joke Shop here, which is just a long-standing business in the city of Waukesha. I want you to say hi to the owner of the Joke Shop, and Triple G's here too, so he can kind of chime in on some of all the things he's done with Carroll University. Here you go. So say hi.
Hi, this is John from the Joke Shop.
Hey, John from the Joke Shop. I suppose there's a punchline waiting right around the corner, any question I ask. But the Joke Shop, exactly now, I've seen the sign. Where are you along the parade route today?
We're right smack in the middle. We're right across the street from the Pix or the Civic Theater across the street. So we're just right here. We got a whole bunch of kids and families lined up ready to roll.
All right. So you got kids in front of the Joke Shop today. Are there dad jokes you can kind of play on them, or is some things you can give the kids to play back on mom and dad when they're sitting there waiting for the parade to come by? What do you do with a bunch of kids in front of a joke shop when you've got their attention? What are some of the fun things you're pulling off today?
Oh, sure. Usually, sometimes we go out there, we make balloon animals for them, you know, but right now it looks like they're trying to keep the hands warm today.
It's no joke that it's not warm out, right? But during the holiday season, though, you must have some pretty fun things that you can do that maybe families take advantage of as a tradition or maybe start traditions. What do you do when you walk into the joke shop?
Sure. Some even instead of handing out coal, they hand out fake dog poop instead.
You have that in stock, I take it.
Oh, yes. Always.
It's the number one bestseller, the number two.
The number one bestseller is number two. Oh, boy. And once again, we kind of wish we had delay on the broadcast, but we don't, so we're going to have to put that one out there. It's just fine. Anything else you can talk about, John, that the holidays are special, especially in a joke shop? Obviously, a great sense of humor. But, you know, as you get people in and you ask them and invite them into the store, you know, what special things do you see during the holidays and maybe right before and after a parade like this?
Oh, sure. Just families enjoying, you know, the holiday spirit, you know, coming together and having a good time and especially laughing at, you know, this time of year and enjoying each other. That's always the thing that we always see people. So
can I put you on the spot and ask you to tell us a Christmas joke?
Oh, boy. None that would be appropriate for radio at the moment.
Thank you very much for having the presence of mind to know that. We appreciate that very much, and thank you. We'll get Johnny back on here and talk about more on Main Street as we do our pre-parade coverage on AM 540 and 101.1 FM WAUK in Waukesha. Our mission really is to help support the businesses here in Waukesha and the people, the residents, and everybody who serves our community. And this is one of our first steps here in a new way to bring you Hometown Radio Refreshed. It's part of our civic media slogan. And as we bring you the details and some of the color and festivities behind this parade, let's go back out to the Dreyfus Building where Don Brown is there. He's been talking to people, getting lined up. And I imagine they're going to want to be getting in line here shortly. But, Don, anybody else we can give a little preview to before they step off here in about 12 minutes?
Sounds good. Yeah, Chris, it's I'll tell you this. Johnny and Earl Ingram and James Centel, we are all here in the same parking lot last July for 4th of July parade. We were in shorts. Obviously, it was much nicer weather. But the warmth at this Christmas parade lineup is very much its equal. And I'm not exaggerating here. There's a lot of different colors. There's a lot of ornaments, decorations, and all the booths. People are now lining up, gathering as we get close to the parade starts. And it's almost like you're with the – you know, you're about to head out to the locker room, out onto the field before the big game. So it's everyone's really getting pumped for this this big event, and it's really going to be a lot of fun. You know, one of the last floats in the parade I can see from a distance is Santa standing in front of the Earth, and it's just a great way to finish off the parade. And I imagine Main Street's got to be getting much fuller. You're going to have a hard time hearing me, Chris, because the Waukesha North Marching Band is getting closer to me and they're getting louder. So I'm going to kick it back to you and you can check on Johnny and Main Street. And thanks everybody for listening here. The Street Parade coverage on WAUK.
Yeah, we'll get the North Band going by here probably in the next half hour. They're halfway down the list, it sounds like, as far as the lineup of the parade. So we'll get back with Don Brown here in just a few minutes as we continue our pre-parade coverage on WAUK, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. The 60th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade has become a great tradition with so much more meaning over the past couple of years. And Johnny, you're still down on Main Street. Let's pull Johnny back in and see what's happening from his point of view along the parade route as they're counting down to about 9 minutes till the parade steps off, and the anticipation has to be growing.
We got some people down here that are all bundled up, and I know that we're live on the radio, but man, it is a little bit chilly. So we got some nice patrons that are here that are all bundled up. Can you want to say hi to everybody on the radio today?
Hello from Waukesha.
Hi.
Hi.
And they're all bundled up, man. I'll tell you what, they all got blankets on and they got these insulated chairs. It's just what a cool scene down here in downtown Waukesha. And I'm right across the street from Au Chocolat. And if you haven't been in there, folks, you got to try that. I'm a big fan of that spot there. So things are really starting to hop up down here, Chris and Don. There's not very many places to sit anymore. It's getting kind of crowded. It's almost standing room only. So that's what we got going on right now. I'm going to cross the street and kind of go back up the other side and bring it back to you, Chris.
All right. We'll check in with Johnny here in about 2 or 3 minutes as he crosses the street. Look both ways. The nice thing is the street is closed off, so he hasn't got to wait for the thing to start saying walk, 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 instead of just waiting for that, he can go. The parade steps off in about 8 minutes in downtown Waukesha. It's going to be a great time. I mean, every year these things, the fun thing about the parades in Waukesha is they have small town charm. Sometimes you go to some of these parades and you think of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's an extravaganza. It's opulent. It's huge. It's awe-inspiring. When you come back to Waukesha and you see people you know, your neighbors, coworkers, friends, people you work with or just hang out with on a regular basis, and see them in the parade, you can call them out by name, and that's always fun. One of the fun things for the 4th of July parade, of course, it's the same deal. They're throwing candy out there. People are running for it, and the Christmas parade is no different. So look for your friends, your family, people you know, people you interact with every day, and thank them for participating in the civic spirit of the holidays during this Christmas parade. Hopefully, Don Brown has broken away from the North High School Marching Band. I hear a little bit of music in the background. Don, are you able to get your thoughts together with things as they start to stage and step off? What's going on now?
I got a couple guests here. Chris, I have Tyler Floodliner on the phone. Tyler, say hi and tell us what you're doing at the parade this year.
Hey, how you doing, guys? So this year we're marching. We built a Christmas tree out of wood, and it honors the 6 victims that we lost in my nonprofit organization, Bobblehead Bring Us Together Project. So we'll be highlighting that and just talking about the Waukesha Strong aspect and being stronger together.
Yeah, any questions?
No, I can't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I thought Don was going to ask you questions, but I'll jump right in and do the same thing. So you're a nonprofit, and you've built the Christmas tree to honor those people. Where you're based right here in Waukesha, then, I take it, Tyler?
Yeah, yeah. We live in Waukesha. I was injured in the parade a couple years back and started the nonprofit to give back to kids who go through traumatic injuries.
And those injuries could have happened just about anywhere in their life. It's not just parade-related. These are kids who've been hurt from accidents to playgrounds to just anything that, could be unfortunately happen to them, I imagine.
Yeah, anything from, you know, a serious injury, kids going through cancer, even divorce or the loss of a loved one, you know, common issues like that. We want to just let them know that somebody's there to support them.
And today you said you're doing a big wooden Christmas tree in the parade to draw attention to your nonprofit.
Yep, it honors the six victims that we lost in 21 and, you know, just brings the Christmas joy and the spirit to the city.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about it after the parade tonight, can they find you online or Facebook, or how can they learn more about your organization?
Yeah, we're on Facebook at Bobbleheads Bring Us Together Project, and then our website is bobbleheadstogether.com.
Tyler, thanks for your work in the community, and have fun in the parade today. You're doing it for a great cause, and congratulations for stepping up and taking a part in the healing process. We appreciate that. We're broadcasting live on 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK in Waukesha. About 5 minutes before 4 o'clock is the official step-off time for the Waukesha Christmas Parade. We're going to head out and talk to Johnny one more time. He was crossing Main Street before against the light. So, Johnny, did you walk across the street and get to where you were heading?
Yeah, Chris, I certainly did. I made it safely across the street because the police department just does a fabulous job down here. Everybody's just walking around, milling around. I happened to stop into one of my favorite shops here, Chocolat. Mm-hmm. And I have a very nice person here. What's your name, ma'am?
Lynette
wants to say hi to you and tell you a little bit about her place.
Lynette, tell me about those great big round chocolate things full of nuts that I need to stop back and get after the parade today.
Are you talking about our Grand Tortues with the caramel and the pecans?
I don't know what it's called, but I know I'm going to eat one after 5 tonight.
Okay, we have our giant turtles, which we call our Grand Tortue. We also have a good selection of sugar-free chocolate. We have an awesome selection of dipped items for Christmas and foiled chocolates for Christmas. So everyone needs to stop in.
And it seems like Christmas is a big time for chocolates, of course, gifts and just kind of having those holiday sweets around the house. But you guys are here all year round. Don't forget, you can eat chocolate in July, too, right?
Exactly. Yes. We have
sugar-free, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of gift boxes year round. And for all the seasons, we have dedicated flavors and different items for all the seasons.
Well, thank you so much for being there. We appreciate all your years in Waukesha, and I will see you after Santa passes your location tonight to pick up treats to bring home for dinner. Thank you so much. Lynette, have a great holiday. We'll see you soon. It's about 3 minutes until the parade steps off. Want to check in one last time with Don down behind the Dreyfus Building where things are being staged before we wrap it up and we all go out to watch a parade. Don, any last thoughts as the parade's ready to step off here in about 2.5 minutes?
Hi, Chris. I have the Distinguished Young Women of Wisconsin, and here's one of their representatives. Tell us your name, tell us about your organization, and what you're doing in the parade. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Maggie Fang. I'm the Distinguished Young Woman of Brookfield and Wisconsin for the class of 2024. And Distinguished Young Woman is a scholarship program in which girls get to go on stage, and they're judged in 5 different categories. It's self-expression, talent, fitness, interview, and scholastic. So today we're just going to be broadcasting who we are. I'm also here with Nima, who's the Distinguished Young Woman of Milwaukee, and Jordan Meany, who's the Distinguished Young Woman of Oconomowoc.
That's exciting. Well, thank you, and enjoy yourself in the parade. Let's let the drum beat take us out there in the background a little bit from the high school marching bands. And Chris Morrow here on WAUK wrapping things up. Don Brown, thank you for your descriptions and color from the Dreyfus Building and the staging point today. Johnny Watermelon, thanks for roaming up and down Main Street. And to all of you up and down Main Street in Barstow, enjoy the Christmas parade with WAUK Waukesha. It's 4 o'clock. Time to step off.
Hear the snow crunch, see the kids lunch. This is Santa's big scene.
And above all this bustle you hear,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Silver bells, silver bells.